A shoplifting charge against the director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum has resulted in his firing. Sean Crawford has more.
Rick Beard's August arrest for retail theft only came to light last week. He had been apprehended for shoplifting earlier in the year as well, but it also was not publicly known. Beard was on suspension since the news broke, but Governor Rod Blagojevich has now made the decision to fire him. Dave Blanchette with the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency says it was shocking to learn of Beard's legal troubles.
This was an item that he did not inform us had occurred. This was an incident that no one saw fit to inform the administration of, and therefore we were unaware of it. We're not in the process of monitoring the private lives of employees.
Blanchette was complimentary of Beard, saying he's done a good job. Staff at the Library and Museum performed an inventory over the weekend of historic Lincoln artifacts, including clothing, documents, and other items. Blanchette says there's no indication anything is missing. Beard has been on the job since 2006 and earned an annual salary of nearly $250,000. Blanchette says no plans for a full-time replacement have been made at this time. I'm Sean Crawford.
Indiana Republican Governor Mitch Daniels raised more than $1.1 million from October 1st through the 20th, padding his huge fundraising and spending advantage over Democratic challenger Jill Long Thompson. According to campaign reports released today, Daniels began the year with about $6.76 million and raised about $8.4 million more through October 20th. As of that date, he had almost $729,000 left. Long Thompson began the year with about $437,000 and raised about $4 million more through the 20th. That includes about $547,000 she picked up in the first 20 days of October. She had about $188,000 left. Libertarian candidate Andrew Horning began the year with no campaign cash. He raised about $6,300 by October 20th. He had nearly $4,000 left. The University of Illinois has never experienced a massive oil spill on the Urbana campus, but utility workers from the campus, along with Champaign and Urbana fire officials, want to be prepared. A drill was held this morning near the U of I oil tanks on the southwest end of campus. The simulation called for a hose break near a fuel truck, releasing oil at about 300 gallons a minute towards a storm drain, which flows to the Embrun River. In reality, a few hundred gallons of water was spilled from a fire hydrant. Rick Rundis is the environmental and safety engineer for campus utilities. He says doing the drill annually keeps all involved on their toes and tests communication systems.
Working with a variety of different agencies in an emergency response and trying to ensure that we're getting all the pieces of the puzzle sorted out so that if we do have an actual emergency, everybody's aware of their roles and responsibilities, how we need to respond, what the appropriate actions are.
The water was quickly absorbed with booms and sand was delivered to the site just to ensure it could be dumped in the event of an emergency. Illinois State University is offering 2 years of free tuition and $10,000 a year to education students who commit to teaching in Chicago. The new scholarship program is being funded by a grant from the National Science Foundation. It's 5:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank, offering Champaign-Urbana area businesses more than 143 years of commercial lending experience. Their goal is to offer the safety and security needed in today's economic climate. Commerce Bank.
Now, here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's down to 44 degrees on Friends Plaza. Clear sky now. Clear sky expected through the night. In fact, we're not expecting to see much in the way of cloud cover over the next several days, and we will start to get into a warming trend as a high-pressure cell starts to drift from the eastern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley and then towards the eastern states through the week. And again, as that pushes off to the east, we're going to pick up a southerly flow, and that's going to help to warm us up. In the meantime, the clear skies tonight and the relatively light winds, they'll be out of the west at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Well, that's going to combine to allow the temperature to drop down to a low of around 25 degrees. So once again, hard freeze for central Illinois. There's also a hard freeze expected to areas to our south and east. Southern Illinois, central and southern Indiana both have freeze warnings for late tonight and early tomorrow. For Champaign-Urbana, after that low of 25, we expect to rebound up to a high of 55 under a sunny sky tomorrow. The wind will be out of the west to northwest at around 8 to 16 miles per hour. Clear, but not as cold tomorrow night. Still quite chilly, the low 33. compared to an average low of around 41 degrees. But again, the low getting back up above freezing tomorrow night, and a sunny and milder day for Thursday with a high temperature of around 64 degrees. Clear Thursday night, the low 44, and a few clouds expected as we get into the towards the weekend. Friday's high expected to be right around 65 degrees. Right now we have 44 degrees on Friends Plaza. That was the temperature at Willard Airport at the top of the hour at 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's been a simmering concern in police departments around the country. How will white supremacists respond to an African-American presidential candidate or president? This week, the case of two skinheads in Tennessee drew attention to those worries. The men were arrested and accused of plotting to kill Barack Obama. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston discovered, Obama's presidential run has split white supremacist groups, many